twice. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara. Ton the Rabbanon we learned. I don't understand this little piece of Gemara here, but Ton we learned. Chachme Yisrael, the wise people amongst the Yidden, Moinin le Mabul, when it comes to date the Mabul, they follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the world was created in Tishrei, so therefore the Mabul began Yud Zayin Cheshvan. But when it comes to seasons, they follow Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created on Nisan, and there's a big difference if you calculate the seasons. Because we know the season 91 days and 6 hours and so on. So every season is another day and 6 hours is ahead. So it's very important to know when exactly the first season was. And same thing with Ma'ila Levana. We have to also know exactly, 29 days and a half and so on, and a half an hour. So we need to know exactly when the first Mer Levon is to make all the calculations. Big difference. So when it comes to how Loch of the world was created, we say it's Tishrei. And listen, when it comes to Mabul, and we date the Mabul, we go to Tishrei. See in a minute, why Rashi. Chach means when the Goyim say, it doesn't make sense. If you're going to follow the world was created in Nisan, then everything was in Nisan, including Nayach. You follow everything in Nayach. Look at Rashi. They calculate not only the Noach years, but also the creation of the world. You want to date the world? No, this is Chachmei Yisrael.
But how do you combine?
Look at Rashi. Oh, because we said last time, we're not talking about Noach's birthday, so what are we dating his second month? Because as if the world was created in Tishrei, when it comes to dating the world, we date it from Tishrei. That's when the new year begins. The world might have been created in Nisan, but the new year didn't start until Tishrei. 6 months later. Not because we believe the world was created in Tishrei, and yet we date the world from Tishrei. Why? Because Tishrei is Shana for other things. So we also decided that Tishrei should be Shana also for the Bries, for the creation of the world, even though the world was not created then. Don't understand that. When it comes to seasons, when it comes to Halach and Mais, and the Gaya to know. The first time was Tuesday night, it was on Nisan. Therefore, it comes out that Tishrei is 2.5 days later. The Nafka Mina, I told you last time, Tishrei asked a question, he doesn't understand. If you learn the world was created in Nisan, you learn the world was created in Tishrei. If you learn the world was created in Tishrei, then the season is 2.5 days earlier of the winter season than the world was created in Nisan. Because we know when the world was created, which night it was, Tuesday night. So if the world was created in Nisan, then the season of Tishrei starts 2.5 days later.
How is that? Because of Chesedis.
Because every season is 91 days and a half and a quarter. So it's a day and a quarter later. So if the world was created, the sun and all that, the season started Tuesday night in Nisan, so then the winter season will start 2.5 days later. But if the world was great in Tishrei, then it says they don't understand how Kiddush Rebbe Machlik is. You can work it out straight away. Somebody's right or is wrong.
Season,
yeah, and the Nafka is 2.5 days apart. And the same thing with Mari Levana. He doesn't understand. There's a day and a quarter. Every season is a day and a quarter later. Also, when it comes to the birth of Levana, you have to calculate from Nisan. Mainin, Mevlad, Mailid, Nisan, Rishon, Belelevi, Tuesday night, Betisha, Shois, 9 hours, with Tophrish, Memphis, Chalokim. Aflamabel, they say no. The Goyim say, Chachmas Olam, do everything. Kalayim, Leminyan, Shneis, Hadadis. When it comes to calculate the years, how old the world is, Maschilim, and Nisan, Limnais, from Nisan, that's what was created. Umabel be Iryar, and therefore the Mabel, when the Tatus are Shani, it means Ir. It means the month of Ir. Alkain. The Alkain, Kishatimer, Ba'achas, Vesheish, Meis, Barishan. The first month, Shacharvu Ha'mayim, Nissen was Nissen, Shari Mishpeder, the Mabul, Shneim, Osachay, 12 months. I don't understand Chachma Yisrael. If the world was created in Nissen, what do you mean you date the age of the world from Tishrei? Because for Shemitin and Yerukas, that's the new year. So therefore, what?
Is it because that's the new growth or something?
What does it do with dating the age of the world? If the Bria's Olam is.
It's really if you're harvesting. In other words, if you're saying that Nissen, everything was created complete.
So then the seasons will be just it'll be up and running.
So it was that, yeah, it was like a normal any normal year, and if we did you kill the harvesting in the
so what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait for any growth process or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so why would you date the age of the earth by Tishrei when the world's created in Nisan? I don't understand, because Shemitin is this, I don't understand. Anyway, says you want to we learned liyarok is when it comes to vegetables. Maybe the same guys in Psochim who won the war, who won the fight there,
yeah,
where the sun goes at night.
I understand, yeah, but you then theoretically some sort of writings, and if it's their contemporaries, then it's the Greeks.
Who are they?
Right? So you look at the Greek writings.
Yeah, but whose contemporaries? Are those the Bishur contemporaries?
So the Greek philosophers of their time.
Rabbi Lezer was in the Greeks, was the Romans already. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua was contemporary to Romans, not Greeks.
Of
philosophy and all that.
Yeah.
Greek influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who were they? Don't know. But the Gemara, the fact the Gemara records what they say, obviously the Gemara respected their opinions. The Gemara conceded that they were right.
It doesn't matter who said it, you know.
Yeah, but that takes okay. Then we're invited. Tony, we learned. Yeah, liyarok is when it comes to vegetables. It says in the Baraisa, when it comes to vegetables, all the mice. When it comes to mice, and the Gemara will explain everything here. On Dodi, when it comes to making promises, the Gemara will explain. And all of these, there's what is Tishrei. Let's go through it. Liyarok vegetables, my near. What is it? Vegetables, mice. We're talking about the mice or vegetables. But the Gemara, mice, yeah, vegetables, the mice are vegetables. What are hein and mice? It doesn't here. Yerek, irakas, umaises. It's the same thing. Tano de rabbanon, tano de raisa. So vegetables is the rabbanon, and the rest of that. Big machlek is a shining. What exactly is maise mahatayda? Some say maise mahatayda is only wheat. Some say maise mahatayda is wheat and grapes and olives. Some say maise mahatayda is all fruits. Mahatayda is all fruits, grapes and olives. Only vegetables is midrabbanon. Freddy Gemara, so if that's true, so shouldn't have said first Mises and then Yerokas, but listen to the Raisa Bereisha, let it say the Din the Raisa first. Says the Gemara, no, I did the Chaviva Le Akhtme. The Gemara likes better what their own innovations is than what the Tata gave us. So therefore they mentioned it first. Says the Gemara, Vitana Didon, and our Tana, Tana de Rabbonam, and our Tana only mentions Yerokas, the Choshkin the Raisa.
Wouldn't this be a good place to say Chaviv in Divrei Sofin or what do you call it? Divrei Sofin Sichim Chizuk or something like that?
Whatever suits. Whatever suits.
Yeah. Chaviv Ilay, they love their own Vertlach. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a.
True.
Now, backhander.
Now, our mission only mentions Yiraka, doesn't mention Maisa. Why? So the Gemara answers because Choshkin the Raisa, if the Rabbanon is a Tishrei, surely the Raisa. So the listener Maisa, let's just say Maisa. One second, Rashi, Ladorim, Yerok is Maisa Yerek, Inyan. What regarding which matter? Chodesh v'Yoshi. Now that I use one year, another year. Ain't Chaim in Meyerek, ain't Chaim in Meyerek. Ha Nilkit Er Hashana, Nilkit Ach Hashana. You cannot use the crop that grew after Hashana to give Maisa on the year before. Can't mix. Then we after all Yen Kavua the Chodesh v'Yoshi. Same thing. But Tana did on the Tani Rokas. If it doesn't mention Mises, why? Tana Rabban Vashmin and the Yem Kavu, Allah, Choshkin, the Rashid Raisa. Freddy Gemara, Ebaze, the listener Mises, since the Braisa mentions Yerek separately, then it should just say Mises. There's only two kinds of Mises, either vegetables or rest. So I should have said, since you already mentioned Yerokas, you said means Mises. You should just say then Mises, which is the rest. Says Gemara, no. In Mises, go for the two kinds. Echad Mises Behemah, Echad Mises Dog. We had a machlek as Mises Behemah as El Tishrei. This town holds as Tishrei. So Mises refers to the wheat and to the Behemah. The Gemara, Velisna Yerek. So why is the Yerokas plural? Let's just say vegetable. Why vegetables? So we answer today, God in the Yerek. The two kinds of vegetables, two different ways of determining when a vegetable is ready. The Mishnah, when is a vegetable chayv maisa, when it's ready? What's taich ready? Yerek haneged. Those vegetables that normally you tie them together, that's how you put them bundles, and Misha Yeged. Once you put in a bundle, then it's considered ready, now it's chayv maisa. Usha einu negin, those things that you generally don't put in a bundle, Misha Yimalikli. Normally you fill up a vessel, and when you fill it up, that's what's chayv maisa. However, what happens if you never fill up a vessel too? You know, you take a whole vessel only half, and then when you fill up half, that's when it's maisa. Rashi. Yerek haneged, shadarke bagud, normally bundle it. Mishi yeged, have a gurner, that's when it's ready, le maisa. V'osul lechum en ari, achi yasin, I'll eat from it a snack until you get maisa. Kozman is not chayv ma'isi allowed to have a snack, not a pernia, but a snack. Once it's already chayv ma'isi, can't even have a snack. Likit yerek, if you collected vegetables erev Rosh Hashanah, ad shaloi tovei Hashemesh, before the sunset. Because of a likit, then you collected mishat tovei Hashemesh after the sunset. So it's like two different years. Ain't time in ma'asim mezeh mezeh. You cannot give Torah ma'asim from one year and the next. Fisher ain't time in ma'asim lemin achadosh al yoshin from the new crop. That old one, lemin yoshin achadosh for old to new.
Ask a question about what are you doing gathering vegetables.
Taisus asks. Taisus the question. How can it be? How can it be that night after look at Tap Taisus? Shama mukla benochri. Good, did it for you. Okay, Rashi. Likid yerek in the bottom of the page. Yashmina, the yerek basal kitazil. What we're teaching here is it says you pick the vegetables. We'll soon see that every single fruit and vegetable has different times what we consider it that has been picked. And it, by vegetables, we say not when it grew a third, but when it was picked, that's when it's achlekita. That's when it's considered the chayv. In ma'is vav bishu god b'shon achle grew 1 year. In nilkid b'shtei shanim, if you picked some of it in 1 year, some another year, have you considered chadu yashim? No, it all grew together. But if you look at the time of picking. Every year you bring its own produce. Rashi shniya. What happens im hoyis shniya? Let's say what you collected the second year, nichneses l'shlishis. The year not only there's two dinim involved in. Not only can you not take maisa from 1 year on the crop from the other year, also that different dinim. The first and second year you give maisa rishon to the levi, but you give maisa sheni, you take it with you to the shalim. The third and sixth year is maisa ani. You got to give to a poor man. So therefore, if you picked it on the third year, it's a different din altogether. What you do with it with the 10% of the crop, you give it to poor people. You don't give it to take it with you to the shalim. Im hoyis shniya nechnes shlisha shniya is ma'aserisha ma'aserisheni, and shlishis is ma'aserisha ma'aseroni. So the dinim are different. Two different dinim come out from this. Rashi shniya mashnuki b'shal shniya osha shmita is ma'aserisha lelevi and ma'aserishlaim. Umashnuki shlishis is ma'aserisha ma'aseroni. Something more vaited. Menohani mili. How do you know? Maybe the third year you give both. Maybe the third year you give sai ma'aseroni and sai ma'aserisheni. How do you know ma'aserisheni gets dropped? Maybe the 36 year, you got to give a bigger tax, another 10%. You know that in the United States, President Reagan started a campaign, and even today you hear all the time that he wanted an absolute tax. Instead of having the tax that we have today in all the countries. Yeah, exactly, depending on how much you earn, blah, blah. He wanted it to be 22% across the board.
Flat tax.
Flat, but 22%. And where do you get it from? From the Torah. Because you give 2% for Truma, 10% for Meiser Rishon, and 10% for either Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni.
But
that's what even though it's actually not.
Compounding.
Yeah, listen, it's too complicated.
Reagan got it from.
100%. That's where he got it from. I think he got 22 from. It's from the Bible. Who he or his writers.
That far in advance. But Alzheimer's before.
And that's why he was the best president, because he listened to his advisors. Okay.
God bless you, Mato.
By far. By far. That's right. Why only? That's not fair. Why should I be all the way getting a blessing?
Saint calling Reagan okay. The best president.
He definitely was. He listened to advisors. Okay. Carter was a smart man, and that's your guy. I'm sure Levi said. I'm sure Levi said, this is how you learn. When you can finish giving maises, when you finish giving maises, on the third year, shnasa maise, the third year is the year of maise. It says a singular. The third year you only give one maise. Now maise to the levy is constant. We'll soon see. We know that every year you give maise levy. Every year you don't give, except Schmidt. So there's only one maise you give. And it says here, and we know you give to a nani. So obviously you have to drop something. Maise sheni. Shana shen bala maise echin. You give one maise. Okay, it's a maise rishin. Maise rishin you got to give anyway. Maise oni. And what do we do with maise sheni? We drop maise sheni. For anyone, how do you know? Maise rishin nami vatel. Maybe leave, it says in the posse, one maise. Maybe only one maise. And drop also maise levi. Tamalim, there's a posse when it talks about levi. It says, vela levim to dabbe. Speak to levim. Amar talim, tell them, ki sikhu me eiz b'nei. So we take nidin. As hamaisa. Asher nosati lechem, I gave to them, me'itom from them, benachalaschem, as your inheritance. And we know that you always inherit, so therefore we know all the years you collect. He keeps you akos and nachal, to inheritance. Ma nachal, ain't lehefsik, never stops. Af maizishin, ain't lehefsik. even though there is no Meiser Rishon and Shmita here.
I was going to say, we only have Meiser Rishon dedicated in certain years, so
except Shmita.
What's the Pshat Eimel Hefzer?
The years are able to, I guess. Yeah. The cycle, yeah. But for everybody, not just for. Oh, yeah, okay, right, yeah. Yeah.
So, right, you, yeah. You have Maisa only, you have.
And even in the second year, then, if you couldn't work for the whole year, in the second year, what already can you give? What projects do you really have in the second year?
I know.
The percentage isn't going to be very much, is it?
You couldn't prepare. I
mean, there was no ploughing and fields.
Yeah, yeah, interesting point.
So you're saying even in a year when you have Maisa Oni, you still have Maisa Rishon?
Maisa is a constant. Maisa Oni and Maisa Sheni interchange. Bring another Bryce, the same idea.
And it's actually an interesting question as to why Oni
twice in a 7 year.
This is this has nothing to do with tzedakah. This is Maisa. This is not tzedakah. This is Maisa. So
10%.
Apply
all the time. Like
yeah,
tzedakah
is always.
All of these things.
Yeah. There's a big machlekes in Poskim when it says Asa to Asa. If you give Maisa in the Kaddish as Asher, what applies to tzedakah. Because Maisa Oni is not tzedakah.
Yeah,
it's a separate thing. Like Shabbat also not tzedakah.
Exactly.
I'm saying so. The machlekes is whether the bracha we have by tzedakah that Asa b'shul shus Asher whether applies to bechal tzedakah. To Anim. Even though we all wanted to, and we all say it does.
Think of 10% of the projects.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, which means in the other years...
10%
other
is on top of...
Some other way.
10% is on top of like a chicken pay,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, yes, what I'm saying, but if 10% of your project goes to him only twice in a thing, what did they do in the other years? In the other,
Tzedakah, collect the Tzedakah. Exactly. But if I did... It says when you finish giving Maisa, Shonish, Aimbal, Maisa, Echola, one Maisa. Okay, so the third year is Maisa, Rishon, Maisa, Oni, and Maisa, Shani, Yvatl. Then the Brisa continues, Ochar, Rathod, Av Maisa, Rishon, Ami, Vatl, 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 Maisa, Rishon, Amalaymon, Uvoha, Levi. So there's two opinions now how we live in the passing of the second Brisa. Either says, Uvoha, Levi, the Levi should come to you. It doesn't say when. Kozman, Shabbat, tell him whenever he comes to you, give. Again, it's a problem with Shmita. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Levin Yaakov, Eimer, Eino Tzoy, Ron Nitu, Hari Hu Eimer, it says, Vela Levin, Rabbi Majalem, Kizhi, Chomei, Vani, Zohar, 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 Vani,
Zohar,
Vani, Zohar, Rashi, Hokkait and Meiser Ishin, Yitin Kadesh, not the Hainthi Git till now. Well, Meiser Oni, Yosef, and Mokam Meiser Shani, Ad, you'll see, like Eli Ramona, who Meiser Oni. Oh, you're off Meiser Ishin, Yvatra, maybe everything should be cancelled. The Schnasa, Meiser, Chad, come only one. Vahin, Bafaj, was a Levi, the girl, Yasamona, who Meiser Oni. Only Oni, Shav Levi, Bachal Oni, a Levi, also poor man, Shain, like Helik Baritz. Aha. If we, the Gemara's question was, when we drop the Levi will still get, but not Alsa Levi, but Alsa Oni, because they don't own any land. Even though they have those Ori Migdash, 42 cities Ori Migdash, plus the Ori Miklat, but they didn't really own it. It's more like 99 year leases. Uvo Halevi, Lemai Sedition, Kozman Shabbat, Vahab Shana Shlishik, Sedition, Misa Shalashani, Vahab Halevi, I will always keep back to the mother. So the mother, not Dorim. You say the Dorim, also, you say Tisha Shalashani, what do you mean the Dorim? What kind of Dorim is that? If it's Kabbalah, we already learned this, listen. When the Dorim taught him, we learned Hamudir Hanam Chavedai. If somebody, let's say, is also if asked himself Hanam from his friend Lishonda for a year, then Moinish name also Chaydish Meyem Meyem. A year is a year, anniversary of that day. However, Vim Amal Lishonda Zu this year, after the Amid El Besim Tishrei El 29 day of El Kibush Giyam Echav Tishrei first day Tishrei also Lishonda. When it comes to a Neder, the year starts at Lishonda. Even that opinion that says that one day a year is not considered a year. The Dharma is different. The whole purpose is you decided to mitzvah. If I don't have any benefit from that person, you're doing that because you hate the guy so much. I don't care. I don't want to have any benefit from him. But he's tayle, and you had even for one day, it's difficult already. So you already had your tzah. You yaitze. I be aim a nissen, maybe nissen. But the dardim hoylech lashmi adam. How people talk and how do people talk? Tishrei is the new year. Shon Habo, we say, you know, sorry. Shon Tovah, the Kozachosim is always, you know, that's how we talk. It's the new year. Rashi. So I'm not like I said, Menolan, Loshon, Menolan, Adam, Menolan, Adam, Noida, El, Loshon, Shur, Ogul, Dabbe, people talk, but Menolan, Adam, Likra, Tishrei, Shonah. People generally call Tishrei, Shonah.
So here we've got a problem with it. It's a financial year or a calendar year in Australia.
Oh. Nobody speaks when they say next year, they mean starting, you know, July
1st. He's an accountant.
True.
He's an accountant. What do you want?
Tanhaus, we learned Hatilson. Tilson is a fenugreek, some kind of a spice. When it comes to fenugreek, how do you know when it's ready? Mishetitzmach, that when it grows. Over here, it's different. Normally, we just said vegetables, we look at when we pick it. Over here, we don't look at it. We pick it, here we look where you grow it. Rashi, Tilson, Min, Tavlin, Spice, Fenugreek. That's Fenugreek. Meshe, Titzmach, Achash, Nas, Michosei, Hu, Misase. Look at the year that it grew. Even though you picked it, maybe you harvested it the following year, you look at when it grew. This is different. We'll soon explain it. Hatvua, back to the Mishnah, the Braise, Mishnah, Hatvua, when it comes to Tvua, the Hazesim, and when it comes to olives, Mishiyaviyu Shlish, when it comes to grains and olives, when a third of it grew, that's considered the year that it grew in, and that's how we work the mice and all that. My Misha Titzmich, what do you mean when by Tilson you say when it grew? Misha Titzmich Lazrayim, when the seeds already grew inside it. That's how Rashi, Tesla argues. Rashi, Misha Titzmich Lazrayim, the seeds grow inside it. Tvua, what's Tvua, says Rashi? Dogon, grain, and Tiddush. Wine also goes under the category of Tvua. Kruyen, Tvua, called Tvua, receive, Ketvua's Goyden, Uketvua's Yekif. So the Fadish, the wine also is called Tvua. Tesis completely argues. He says that no, that wine, if you're going to follow the Cheshman, the olives also called Tvua. Wine goes together with olives. Anyway, Vazesim. Sorry? He said, well, that, if you can use that pasuk, Tvuas Yekiv, Yekiv also means olives. It doesn't only mean wine, says Tosis. So then why do we count Zaysen separately? He, how Tosis learns was. He goes to Rosh Hashanah. Basically, every single fruit, when we give the shiurim, that's a third. The principle of a third is there. Now, the Gemara is really, what the Gemara is doing is describing what a third is. Not the way Rashi learned, these are exceptions. This is what a third is. When the seeds grow in the thing, that's when a third is for that. And by olives and so on, it says clearly a third. Okay. Right to Gemara. True. I mean olives. You use grass. There's a tesis that the tavaya bechlal tvuas yekiv ninu. Fourth line in tesis. Okay. Rashi vazeis mitzor oil mishivir shlish the third remis asan achashan shigiboy the shlish mishul the third ready mishniim shlish the second or third year. Second by third. So you said it goes by third. Menor amila. How do you know? How do you know? It says Rashi. How do you know? Atvu vazeis koyan grains and on olives the maize they do the right so they're chay matayda. Or menor the vazeis shlish go after when it's the third ready. The yerek vegetable which is only the rabbanon. The ozel be rabbanon basla kita when you pick it. The Elon, the Azul, Basachanot. So Rashi Yilchayra learns here that fruits also is only the Rabbanon. And by fruits, we're going to say we go after it. Blossoms, that's the year that it's in Maise de Duma de Rabbanon. So Rashi clearly says it. Sai fruits and Sai vegetables of the Rabbanon. Not like other Rishonim who learn that fruits are Ma'atayra. The common, my father, which I explain. Yet, later on, the Gemara will explain why vegetables we go after when you pick it. Mishum the guys like koshite because you cut it. There's no one time, no season for cutting vegetables. Every day you're cutting vegetables, so you can't buy fruits and mushrooms. There's a time. This is the time when you pick it. But by vegetables it gets ready all the time. So therefore you cut whenever you cut. That's when it's ready. How does somebody grows the gun up next shami shashan look at the kazi and it grows on the rainwater from that year. Ozel be basal kita. You go after when you pick it. Elon, God will make shana, but trees, they grow on the rain season. Shechonet bo that it blossoms in. Shaydei sarav, shebo b'ilon, the sap that comes in the tree from the rainwater. Lifnei chanta peiros of chaintin, that came in the tree before it blossomed. That's what caused it to blossom. So therefore, it's the blossoming that makes it that year. So what produced that year was the rain with the sap that came from the rainwater. So therefore, when it blossoms, that means that that's the year that it grew in. So sort of oil and nichol be paid to the many godel. The sap goes into the fruits, and that's how it grows. Second of all, how do you know? I'm asking beichan on motzi bother be mashen rabbi yisak lula because then pasik. He said the pasik miketz sheva shanim the end of 7 years b'moyed shnasa shmita the year of shmita b'chag asukas. This is when the chag asukas the 8th year part of shmita year shnasa shmita my avida b'chag asukas. How does sukas the following 8th year connect to shmita the 7th year? Shminis is eighth year. Eloi Melach, kol tfua, any tfua that continues to grow into sukkahs, if it was not a third ready by the end of the Shemitah year, there was a third ready. If it's a third ready by the Shemitah year, that means it grew in Shemitah, and it takes a few more weeks till finally it's ready. So sukkahs is still growing Shemitah crop. And therefore, sukkahs is connected to Shemitah. You will continue to conduct yourself as if a Shemitah in the eighth year. Rashi. My ability likras chagas sukkas. Why are you calling sukkas shemisai shemashanim shnasa shmita shmita harikva yotza shmita mereshana shmita over kva nichla shmita eighth year came in. Elalayla can tell you vokam akra yesu dava da some things shushal shmita the eighth year yet vuhasa kishvi but you like shmiz. Beidza tvua shavish the third ready to come. Parim hai di bedayel shlish kama. Before we said a third, invite omle ravzele ravasi is it ravasi. Vedilma lo ayo klal. How do you know it has to be a third ready? Maybe even if it was a tenth ready. If it started growing in the seventh year, even a tenth, it's considered Shemitah, and into Sukkot. How do you know that got a third? How do you know that? Where does the Merambam in this passage that if it was a third ready year Shemitah, it's considered a Shemitah crop, and you have to deal with it even Sukkot as if it's Shemitah? Maybe if it grew even a drop, it began to bud in the year of Shemitah, it's considered a Shemitah fruit. Rashi, you didn't lie on klal, but even though it didn't get ripe in the beginning of the seventh year, Kamer Achmana Mitzvah Shvius, Bli Mashich Yisurah, the Ishah continue Ad Chag HaSukkahs, Melach HaKidah, don't plow in the harvest. How do you know? So Yimor Lai said, it can't be, it must be talking about a third ready. How do I know? The Shvius is in the Pasik, the Chag HaOsi, the Sukkahs is called the time of gathering, but say Shashon, when the year comes to an end, you're gathering all your Maaseh from the field. Now, Maaseh, what do you mean gathering? Ilei Melchag HaBob, we're talking about the Yom Tov. We talk about the Yom Tov. Habob is Manasifa. That comes at a time. When does this Yom season, because your sukkahs come in? At the season, generally, when you bring in everything into your house. Haksi Ba'oscha says, the end of the Pasik, Ba'oscha is Ma'asif and Asada. So I have to say it again. What's Chag Asif? Elamai Asif. Of means Ksir. When you're going to cut. Now, wait, what kind of crop can you cut in sukkahs? Only if it was already a third ready before the Shana. If it's only a quarter ready or a sixth ready, it won't grow fast enough that on Sukkot you'll be able to harvest it. So what are we telling you? That crop, which is a third ready before Tishrei, the Kimlu Rabban, the Chol Tvua, Sheniksera B'chag, any Tvua you want to harvest on Sukkot, but you do it, it's a fact, Shevi Ashlish, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Had it been less than a shlish, you would never be able to. Exactly. And the Kekar Lev Zeh Shana, the Tehra calls it Zeh Shana, it's considered an extension of Shemitah. Rashi. That's called Yom Tov Chag Asif. And why is it called Chag Asif? It's not a verb, it's a noun. And why is it called Chag Asif? The Bob is Manasif, because that's the season. In the very same passage, it says it again. When you go ahead and you gather in everything that you did. It's a verb. That Yom Tov. That you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring in all your cut crop, or you're going to harvest your crop. Osiv Hashat the Koytz, you're going to harvest on Sukkos. Ainim Mishnah Nechnesis, Mishnah Nechnesis, El Mishnah Yitzah. Don't treat it the new year; it's still part of the old year. Why is it part of the old year? Because it already grew part of it in the old year. But how much did it grow in the old year? We know if you want to harvest in Sukkos, it had to grow a third. The Limud Khan she cuts it a Chag Hoylech Achashon of the past year. Vekimu Rabban Rabban have a Kaimlon. She Amru Hatvua Achashlish had to grow a third. The Chol Tvua she Nitzed B'Chag. If you harvest in Sukkos, but you do Hashem Yishli Fel Hashon. Because of the Hashon. Any time during Shemitah you plant.
This tool that you have is now Sukkot. When is the Chodesh Chal in the coming Pesach? Is it still shared to last year?
It depends if you planted it before Pesach or not. If you planted it,
is the Pesach?
It has been planted before. It depends. You have to be initious. But is it possible to be to plant before Pesach and take 6 months to grow a third?
No, hang on. If you think of the season, what's happening here? You plant in the winter, summer to get the rain. And towards Pesach, towards Shavuos, the stuff harvests and you pick it, right? So you got Shavuos and Pesach for Omer and for Soiru and Tvur. This theoretically, you're hopping rain another one. You're hopping another one after you've cut it, and hoping there'll be some rain, and you'll be able to cut it with Sukkot. So
it's not
trying to get
two extra
harvest
season.
The ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. When would actually occur? Carl says, Shana, she Mishnah, she Mishana, how you tsas, and we see two achas, it's a bit third ready. Tomorrow's fascinating model, we'll see tomorrow. Okay.